This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with the space historian and curator at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, Matthew Schindel. His new book is For the Love of Mars, The Human History of the Red Planet. The robots, the programs wave after wave of conquest, probing Mars, first a flyby with Mariner, then orbiters, then landers, now rovers, and of course Ingenuity, the brave little toaster that flies on the surface of Mars. This comes out of the Cold War, and Matt, you make an ironic point that the Cold War came to a moment where the U.S. had successfully defeated the Soviets in the race to the moon. And a presentation was made by NASA to then Nixon administration to reproduce the Apollo program on Mars. What happened, Matt?
Yeah, so, you know, there was this moment within NASA where the success of the Apollo program to many was sort of an indication that, you know, NASA was so good at what it did that it should continue to basically push the envelope, to continue with the same level of funding and, you know, continue the U.S. leadership in space by moving from the moon to Mars with a similar program. But, you know, the politics at home were not really suitable for that, right? Like the U.S. public had, you know, enjoyed the Apollo program, but had not always been happy with the amount of money that it actually took to get humans to the moon. And Nixon, who was president at the time, you know, he felt the political winds changing. He felt that it was important to shift focus to more domestic issues, like poverty, like civil rights, you know, other issues that were becoming important to the American people or had been already important. But, you know, with Apollo having been a success, it was time, he felt, to kind of pull back and make space exploration have to compete with other national priorities. And that's essentially where we get NASA of today, with its post-Apollo budget levels never going back up to, you know, the levels that in the Cold War really expressed that space was not just a priority, but the top national priority in competition with the Soviet Union.
But really good robots, Matt. Really good robots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because one of the things that's happening throughout that whole history of the Apollo program is a very successful robotic exploration program at both the moon and Mars. And, you know, those Mariner probes that you mentioned going to Mars in the 1960s and early 70s, you know, they were so successful and improved so much from mission to mission that by the time you get from Mariner 4, the first visit to Mars, to then Mariner 9, the first spacecraft to go into orbit around Mars, you know, the technology has improved so much that the images coming back and the amount of information coming back from Mars in the early 70s was, you know, and still is kind of mind-blowing given the technology of its time. And then in the mid-70s, when the Viking landers land on Mars and, you know, humans on Earth are able to, for the first time, operate on the surface of Mars and, you know, do science with the rocks, with the soil that are there at the landing site, you know, that completely transforms ideas about what we're actually capable of doing in space exploration with robots. And then, of course, you know, we have this great pause in Mars exploration for about two decades after Viking lands on Mars. And, you know, then in the 1990s, we start going back to Mars with a vengeance, with even better robotic technologies, first with the small Sojourner rover in 1997, and then with Spirit and Opportunity in 2004, followed by the incredibly successful Curiosity rover in 2012, and then now more recently, Perseverance and its little friend, which you've mentioned, Ingenuity, which has proven that not only can we drive on the surface of Mars, we can actually fly if you're, you know, at least low enough in that atmosphere to get some lift.
Elon Musk says that he wants to be on the surface of Mars to die, and he wants to be there by 2059, I believe is the date. There are many unanswered questions about traveling to Mars. Do you agree, Matt? We have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, you know, a human mission to Mars is a whole other ball game because you have to keep those humans alive during the entire trip to Mars. And then once they get to Mars, you have to provide them with a suitable shelter where they're going to be safe from that radiation and other hazards on Mars, and also have enough food to survive for the period that they'd have to stay on Mars until the two planets, Earth and Mars, are back in alignment to, you know, suitable for a return trip. So it's an incredibly ambitious mission.
A big question mark, but for the love of Mars, Matthew Schindel, A Human History of the Red Planet, The Early Days. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.